Right on, right on in majesty, Christian Worship Hymn 411. The Gospel of Luke tells us Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem. Jesus had been there before, but this trip to Jerusalem would be different. On Sunday, we mark his entry into Jerusalem on the day that we call Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. Jesus knew what was ahead of him, and yet he was resolute. He was determined to finish the job. The hymn writer, Henry Millman, writes a hymn from the perspective of the singer. As we sing it, we are recounting the things that happened on Palm Sunday and the implications they have for us today and for our eternal welfare. When we see the whole picture, we are moved to sing, "Ride on." Verse 1, "Ride on, ride on in majesty. Hark, all the tribes hosanna cry. O Savior meek, pursue your road with palms and scattered garments strode." Clearly, Jesus was receiving a grand reception as he rode into Jerusalem. The people laid out a red carpet of palms and garments for Jesus to ride over. It was a fitting welcome for a king. And yet the people knew that there was something more to this king. He was the son of David, the one the 12 tribes of Israel had been anticipating for centuries. Their cries of Hosanna made it clear that they were looking for Jesus to save them. Unfortunately, many people thought Jesus had come to save them from Roman rule. In spite of that, Jesus rides on, and we encourage him to ride on too. Verse 2, "Ride on, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. O Christ, your triumphs now begin, o'er captive death and conquered sin." Ride on in majesty? Really? Jesus looked anything but majestic as he rode on a beast of burden, a colt of a donkey. He did not wear a crown. He was not surrounded by a royal entourage, just his motley collection of disciples. King Jesus is different, and his appearance gave that fact away. He had come down from his throne and clothed himself in humility, and it was all for the purpose of winning the war we could not. He took this path of humility in order to completely conquer sin and take death captive so that it could no longer harm us. Verse 3, "Ride on, ride on in majesty. The angel armies of the sky look down with sad and wondering eyes to see the approaching sacrifice." As Jesus rides, the hymn writer recognizes that there is a hidden audience, the host of heaven. The angels are moved as they recognize that the Son of God is riding to his demise. Because they know that Jesus' purpose in this is to save all sinners, they look on in wonder at the God who created them and is seeking to restore his creatures. Verse 4, "Ride on, ride on in majesty. Your last and fiercest strife is nigh. The Father on his sapphire throne awaits his own anointed Son." Jesus was not riding on to a peaceful death. He was riding on to death on a cross. The people in the crowd that day did not understand that. His own disciples did not even understand that, and little did they know that Jesus would be taking the burden of everyone's sins on himself on that cross. In so doing, he faced the very wrath of God as the Father abandoned his Son. Yet in his dying breath, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." he had full confidence that the Father would not abandon him to the grave. After all, the Father had chosen him for this task, and Jesus' confidence was not misplaced. Jesus rose victoriously from the grave and ascended to take his rightful position at the throne of God. And so, even as we see Jesus facing his fiercest strife, we sing, "Ride on." Verse 5, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Bow your meek head to mortal pain, then take, O Christ, your power and reign. Don't you feel at least a little conflicted on Palm Sunday? We want to cheer Jesus on, don't we? Right on. And yet it was our sin that moved Jesus to take that ride into Jerusalem all the way to his death. In the end, we are brought to an appreciation of Jesus taking on human flesh and suffering pain on our behalf so that we could be his subjects now and throughout eternity. And this is reality for us because Jesus rode on.